as well as handing over the decryption key to allow, one hopes, the HSE once again to access its IT system. The cyber gang behind this attack is also threatening to release confidential files seized during the hack. Ronan Murphy is CEO of SmartTech, which provides cybersecurity services to hospitals and health services. A very good afternoon to you, Ronan Murphy, and thanks for taking our call. We will talk to you in a moment about what might be in prospect in terms of material being released onto the web. But what about the news we're hearing this lunchtime that this decryption key has been validated, and IT experts working on this are going through this painstaking process of trying to use it to open up the system again? What do you make of what you've been hearing?
Yeah, Brian, it is a tremendous ray of light in what is otherwise a very dark situation. I've dealt with these decryptors on many times over the years, and indeed they are very buggy. They tend to have a lot of problems with them. As Paul said earlier, these guys put tremendous painstaking work into effectively targeting their victims, but they don't actually put as much work into the decryptors. Now, what I would say is that getting your hands on the decryptor will significantly increase the resolution to this problem in the delivery of frontline care services. I just want to echo a point that John made a moment ago, and for his own hospital, St. Vincent's. I've seen the guys there, and they are literally working 24 hours a day since this happened. The shift they're putting in is extraordinary. And I was, funnily enough, I was on a call with two hospitals when news came through that the decryptor had been sent through, and the relief was palpable. And they're not over all of the hurdles yet. Mm-hmm. It is buggy, it is problematic, but nonetheless, it will significantly improve the chances of getting this resolved much, much quicker.
And could you give some indication of how long it might take to go through this process and to get back in to a point where hospitals actually can, you know, turn this equipment back on again and once again access the files?
Yeah, I believe you're gone from being in months to weeks. So I think what you'll see, this is a process. So again, what you'll do is you will take data which is sitting on servers, and you will go through them systematically, and you will decrypt them one after another. Some will work, some will have problems, and it's a painstaking process, but it is significantly quicker. That's the key message from this. And there will be some data loss, there will be some problems, but in my experience in dealing with this over the years, you will get a large percentage of it back, and you'll get it back much quicker. So I think you'll start seeing results from getting that decryptor in the short term. I mean, you'll start seeing systems being reinstated from as early as next week. But nonetheless, it will take a tremendous shift again by all of the hospitals, by all of the HSE, by all of the guys that are working around the clock to deliver this.
And why do you think the gang has released this key now, at this stage, a week after the attack became known, and we're told without any ransom or any payment being made?
So you can speculate. There's many different theories out there, and the government have very clearly denied making any payment to them directly or indirectly or through a third party. So you have to take their word for that, because you would anticipate that if they did make a payment, it would come out in the wash. And in addition, the bigger problem here that we'll get to in a moment is that the gang have indicated that they will dump the data on Monday publicly or through the dark web, which is problematic in itself. So if it was, in my view, if I were to make a calculated guess on this, I would believe that the Russian government have put pressure on them. I believe that this is getting to a stage where it is getting so much global coverage. The fact that we're in the midst of a global pandemic, and the fact that an entire health service for a nation has been taken down, and there's typically warm relations between Ireland and Russia, I think that's problematic. So I think word has come down through the powers that be that they needed to throw us a bone. That's my view on the situation.
Would you expect, though, Ronan, that this release of data, which is threatened from Monday, will go ahead? And what is the purpose of that? To what extent does that serve this gang's ends?
So I know this sounds a little bit crazy, but these guys have a degree of reputability that they have to hold as well. If they give back the decryptor, and if they don't dump the data, they're a dog that doesn't have any teeth. So the next negotiation that they have, and they're a commercially motivated organisation, if they try and extort the New Zealand Health Service or the US Health Service, people will look at them and they'll say, well, you've got form in giving the decryptor and giving the data back. They've also gone to considerable expense in terms of their endeavours here. So they need to cover their costs. And how they will look to cover their costs is they'll look to sell that data to the highest bidder within the ecosystem, the ransomware ecosystem. And then you're bringing a whole new set of problems into the equation. We're already seeing the fallout from this, where I would term as opportunism, where you've got guys sending email scams and text messages scams to people saying, look, your data's in trouble, give us your credit card details and we'll fix it.
All right. We'll leave it there for the moment. Roland Murphy, CEO of Smart Tech, thank you for talking to us this lunchtime.